We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tori was the daughter of Prince Edward, Duke of Kent, and the fourth son, he was the fourth son of George III. So George III was her grandfather.
So have you had an opportunity to pull up any photos of Queen Victoria?
Yes, I have.
And your impressions?
She was not in the Miss Universe contest. Here's the pitch.
Was that Joe Ragan?
He's right.
I just love it when Joe does Victoria Day, you know, trivia.
Yes, I have.
And your impression?
She was not in the Miss Universe contest.
What a disgrace, by the way.
Joe!
Can we rag on Canadians today? Is that okay?
Yeah, let's
do
that. What is that all about? How does that compare?
It's a holiday today.
For what? Is that like 4th of July?
No, it's Victoria. Is it President's Day? No, it's to recognize Queen Victoria.
Queen Victoria.
That's it.
Right. And what does she do?
Well, she was a queen.
She was a queen for a long time.
Not
a looker.
It has nothing to do with being a queen.
How many queens are really lookers? Think about that.
In movies they are.
But not in real life.
Princess Di was on her way.
She was a princess.
Queen Latifah.
No. Queen Latifah? Not bad.
All the queens from Game of Thrones?
That's a TV show.
Pretty popular TV show.
That's a TV show. It's done. Thank God it's over.
Are you happy? Did you watch it?
No.
Oh, just getting shamed out of it. I'm glad.
I'm thrilled.
I actually did watch it.
Did you?
I did.
You just jumped on like in the middle of nowhere without knowing anything that was going on?
I watched the first couple seasons and I bailed out of it. But yeah, it was, I was curious because, you know, everybody's, you know, bitching and complaining about this finale, and there's all these people out there that are just diehards that want this petition, that are trying to sign this petition.
Who do it?
Yeah, it's the Glenn Ordway thing. It's a hockey. So I would ask you this. Give me a series finale that everybody loved. It doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't.
But everybody's always pissed off. It doesn't matter
too much hype.
What it is. Well, it's too much hype, and everybody's got their own opinion how it should end.
Well, people are still trying to figure out the ending of Sopranos, right? Well, why did
I got what happened?
What happened?
You got shot in the back of the head. Huh? That's what happened at the end of Sopranos.
No, that's not what
that
happened.
That is what happened.
No,
at the
crowd
end of Sopranos.
Got shot. The crowd got
no,
shot.
No, he got shot
Go
in the
away.
Back of the
Go
head,
away.
And that's what happens when
it's
you
not
die.
What happened?
That's what happens when you're a gangster.
Oh, please.
And you live life on
You've
the edge.
You've never been a gangster.
This is true.
You don't have this. Your day is coming.
Yeah.
Honestly, give me
talk football. Something you know.
I know you didn't want to do this, but give me a series finale that actually was good.
But you understand how it works
collectively.
So these are writers.
Agreed.
These are writers who are writing it, you're always going to piss off a good portion of the public out there because they want to see the thing continue on. They don't want to see the thing.
Rocky Balboa was good.
There you go.
That's not a TV show. That doesn't work.
Yeah, but they kept on bringing it back.
It's not their fault they brought Creed back, but I'm just saying, Balboa tied it all together.
Trust me, the next series is the grandchildren. They'll be coming into the thing.
Hey,
right?
Have you heard of any of these shows? 6 Feet Under?
Yes, I saw 6 Feet Under. I remember 6 Feet Under.
Thank you.
Rocky 3.
I don't remember the end of 6 Feet
Under. You know what we need to do for Lou?
What do you need?
Okay, we need to take 3-second clips from all the Rocky movies, okay, randomly, and see if he can tell us
which movie it is.
One, two, three, four, five.
See,
how many are there? And we're going to take the Creed.
That's
we're going to challenge
that'd be a good
Lou,
test.
The Rocky challenge
that's
for Lou.
Right.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Yeah,
that's
easy.
Good,
too.
Well, that's,
I think that's hard. What's hard?
If you take like 3 words and you
no, it's gonna be like it's gonna be like name that tune, but for Rocky in Italian.
All right, so get to your Game of Thrones.
You can take it one step level.
What?
Well, after the quote that you play, I could give you the next line.
The answer is wow, this is impressive.
Which is I did it, and she's in the hospital at home, and she's like, I love you, I love you.
So, how many of these episodes
in the
did you watch?
I splash it on.
Of Game of Thrones. What number was that?
I want.
Which one was this? Class.
This one's easy.
Cut.
Oh, that was
easy.
3.
Yeah.
No, that was 2. You suck at this game.
No, it wasn't 2.
That was 2.
I was going to say
doing
1.
Doing a commercial.
No.
In the morning.
No, because he wasn't champ yet.
Lou, you want to bet on this one? Play that again. Play it again.
He wasn't doing commercials.
In the morning, I splash it
this
on.
This is Rocky 2.
And it surrounds.
He retires.
My face.
He's going to do commercials.
Yeah. See, I'm already 0 for 1.
You know what? Forget it. I'm already 0 for 1. I'll do it myself.
It's not working out so
well. You call for this line all the time.
Back to Game of Thrones. Hey, back to Game of Thrones. Concentrate here. So, how many of these episodes did you watch?
This season?
No, through the 8 years.
About first two seasons I watched, and
okay.
I stopped watching.
So I watched through the first season, and I think I maybe two episodes of season two, and then a few along the way, and I could never get into it. First of all, what is appealing about medieval times?
A lot of sex and armor. They have sex with their armor on.
But we don't know if that was life back there in those days. We don't know what went on.
I like to imagine it was.
Medieval? I mean... A bunch of dopes. Do you ever go to these medieval fairs? Don't they have one down in your neck of the woods?
They have one in your neck of the woods. That's North Shore County, where they dress up as squires and knights.
They do that somewhere down on the meat and just throw axes. Have you ever gone to those things? Those things are scary.
That's what Keith does. Keith is part of that. It's called LARPing or whatever. He dresses up.
Dungeons and Dragons people. Yeah. I don't understand the appeal of medieval. To me, that's what turned me off the most.
There's a lot of appeal to it.
Dragons?
Oh, you just run in there, you just grab whatever you want. You pillage, you plunder, kick stuff, and you there's no police officers.
Great. That's good stuff.
You drink ale out of a big giant barrel.
Like a ram's
horn. You drink it out of a horn.
Like a horn,
the Vikings.
You killed an animal too.
Yeah, there you go.
So I love it. All these liberals love it, and they don't understand the horns. They killed animals to drink out of the horns.
Yeah, and you don't even cook it. You just eat it.
So many contradictions.
Is this mutton chop gluten-free?
Yeah.
So many contradictions.
So I'm sorry. I didn't mean to deviate from your plan. I know you had a big plan.
I wanted to mention, so yesterday I sat down, or when was it, Saturday? So I said, we got to watch the San Jose Sharks and the St. Louis Blues. Oh, my God. Did you guys watch this 5-0 game over the weekend? So tell us about it.
Sunday?
The NHL is setting us up for the easiest walk to a Stanley Cup championship in the history of mankind. And yet, I'm still leery. Because it seems like all of these weaker teams are the ones that win in the end. And so is that how this thing is going to finish?
Well, that wasn't the case with the Bruins in the last two rounds.
No, the Bruins have been the one team that have kind of gone the opposite way, right? They've kind of skirted this whole trend.
But see, with St. Louis, I'm not ready to go there with them. Because, I mean, they were technically in third place. I think Nashville won the division with 100 points. They had 99.
Right.
They had the worst record in the NHL, I think, on January 1st.
They did.
And then I believe they went 30-10-5 the rest of the way.
Yeah.
So you're talking about a team that was extremely talented, that underperformed the first couple of months, that rumors in the new year, they're going to break it up. And remember those rumors about, should the Bruins go after Tarasenko? And it was like, holy smokes. And next thing you know, they became the best team in hockey in the second half, one of them. So I don't think that St. Louis is a fluke. I think it's a talented group. Now they're goalie, this kid Binnington, a young kid, he kind of has a feel of, who was the dude in Ottawa? Was that the hamburger? Who was that guy? Came out of nowhere.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, Andrew Hamburg.
Yeah. He sort of has that feel. But, I mean, this is still a very talented team. Yeah, so, I don't think it's, you know what I mean? So, you could talk about where their seeding was. Nashville was 1-100. Them and Winnipeg were tied at 99 points. So, that second half of the year, they just took off.
Binnington was playing for the Providence Bruins last year.
Yeah.
So, they look great. In this game, they dominated the game. This was a legit 5-0 game. And San Jose looks worn down right now. Carlson looks like he's hurt. Matter of fact, I don't think he played much, if at all, in the third period. And they looked like, you got to be kidding me.
Well, it's funny. I don't know if you heard this because it came out today. I know we're all tied into the baseball game. But it's funny. I heard, Dan Otero did an interview today from his locker. And when I heard it, I was like, okay, well, here's one of the reasons, one of the many reasons why this team is good, why this Bruins team is together, why they're committed, why they're playing unselfish, why they actually care about the success of one another, because their leader, their captain, the guy that sucks and that can't skate and nobody likes, this is what he says about his team and what it takes to win.
Age doesn't really separate, the conversations or personalities. I think that, you know, I've been saying that for a long time. We are treating everybody the same way, no matter if it's 18 or 40 or or somebody has 1,000 games or playing his first game. We treat each other with respect and same way as everybody else in the locker room. I said it many times, you know, since very young age, I didn't like the separation between, you know, inside a team, between young players and older players, players who accomplish something, players who just, you know, coming into the league. And I don't like to use the word rookie. You know, there are teammates.
So
is that,
I mean,
Kyrie?
No, here's the thing.
That's not
that's
Kyrie.
That's the problem.
No, that's not
it's
Kyrie.
Not Kyrie. But it's funny when you hear just the difference between the two. When you compare what Kyrie, easy, throw Terry Rozier in, throw Jaylen Brown in there, throw the whole damn team in there. There's a reason why they were so discombobulated. It had nothing to do with talent. They all have talent. And then you see what the Bruins are doing, you see what their leadership looks like, what it sounds like. It's such a polar opposite, and no one should be surprised. And they should be more pissed off now. Every day that goes by that the Celtics are not in the playoffs, they should be pissed, because you sit there and you listen to Zdeno Chara and anyone, any single guy on that team who's a Bruin, and you just sit there and go, really? Is that all it takes?
Yeah, but this argument is a sham.
But in all fairness, the culture of the NHL is so different than the NBA. And it better, by the way. Because they do act that the way he's
hold
acting
on,
right
Glenn.
Now. They do
it
treat
is.
Players that way. The NBA treats players much differently.
No, but give me the culture. Show me a championship. Is that what Golden State looks like?
Golden State's got their
they're
issues.
They're the same.
Golden State's got their issues.
They have their issues. They're about to sweep Portland. They have no issues.
They have had issues.
For guys who are stars. Okay, early on, sure. I mean, but guys who
middle
are
of the
superstars.
Draymond Green was going at it with Kevin Durant.
Going
at it. Right.
But that's not like they're not like punching and fighting each other. They still won.
It's more of an but that sport I agree with. It's different. You know, we talk about the egos of these guys. You know, and I talked about the money that they make. It's not 30 million, 40 million. You know, they're making 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever it might be. That makes a difference. The other one is how they grew up and the sport they play.
Yep.
You know, if you are a basketball player, you are out there all the time, you are scoring, you're doing your thing, right? And everyone's telling you how great you are. In hockey, the best players play for 45 seconds. And then have to come on the ice, off the ice. And they don't get to play for another 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay,
you know
I'm
what
not,
I mean? I'm
not going to
so
hold
not
on,
like
but I'm not
it's
gonna,
not my game. You know
I'm
what I mean? Everybody's got to play.
I'm not going to argue with like, the different dynamics of the sport.
I just think that changed their mentality of the athlete
do,
that they are.
I do. It is
they
a more of a blue-collar, everybody pull the wagon, whatever.
Yeah, I can only do so much, then I got to leave.
I agree. But show me a championship NBA team that didn't have stars, role players, everyone ego in check, everyone pulling in the same direction. You can't name me one, because you can't win a championship. I don't care what sport you're playing if everyone is not on the same page. I don't care what it looks like. I agree with you.
Well,
it looks different.
You're 100%
I'm not
right,
arguing though. That.
So
I'm not arguing that point. I'm just telling you
take,
that.
Take the mentality of a hockey player out of it.
Here's the difference. The difference is the NBA, and we've said this a zillion times, is all stars. So if you look at it right now, and you look at the remaining teams in the NBA, they're all the top stars. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They're the top guys within the league. Now let's look at the NHL. Other than the Bruins and, you know, a couple of players, maybe, you know, Schwartz has got himself a couple of hat tricks. You mentioned Tarasenko is a pretty good player. There aren't great. The great stars are on vacation right now in the NHL. It's a different league. It's exactly what Lou said. Your third and fourth line are out there. You're sitting on the bench. That doesn't happen in the NBA. In the NBA,
again,
in playoff games, how long was Kawhi Leonard on the court last night for 53 minutes?
You're totally missing the lesson here. You're missing it. You're not hearing me. You just want to take the mentality out,
which you can't take the mentality
out.
Yes, you can take the mentality out. The bottom line is the Celtics' goal was not to win a championship.
Yes.
It was individuals trying to get theirs.
Yes, and I don't care how your team is built or where you come from, what country, what language you speak. It's a universal attitude that they have, that all championship teams have, and which should irritate the green teamers is that the Celtics had every opportunity. Every single opportunity, coaching, leadership, ownership, fan support, yet they were so goddamn selfish that they couldn't get out of their own way.
Okay, true.
So the more time that goes by and the more examples you hear of other players doing it the right way, you sit there and go, really? Is this really? And I know it's different, right? I don't want to belabor that point. But when I heard it, I just kind of chuckled because, like, It really is easy.
Okay, I agree with that.
You want to argue with me about something. What is it?
I'm not arguing. I'm saying that the culture is totally different in the NHL.
St. Louis had the worst record
in January, and here they are. They're one win away now from going to a Stanley Cup final. It's different. It doesn't happen in the NBA.
Can I say this one more time?
Go ahead. Say it three more times.
I agree with you.
It's not gonna change.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
Right.
Of course, it's not going to change. You know why it's not going to change? Because I agree with you.
I know.
But it was.
Whatever. It's all it was. It was
you
just.
You love
a,
hearing that sound. You love hearing that sound from Chara.
Yeah.
And I think you'd hear the same sound from Brady.
Yes.
I don't care if a guy's a rookie or not. We're going to need him at some point. So I need that guy to perform. You know, so it doesn't matter. You know, this is probably the exact same quote you would hear from Tom Brady as you just heard from Charlie.
I guess it's more of a...
I don't think you'd hear from anyone on the Celtics.
Like, what does leadership look like? Like, what does it sound like? So, the whole year, we're sitting here looking at Kyrie, and he's talking about being a leader, and he's saying... But he's not doing the right things. His words are just... They're just... He throws these phrases and these words, and he's got all these sound bites, and they're all just meaningless.
A leader leads.
So if you, and it just made me think about the Celtics and what they need and how they're going to build and what type of strong personality they need. Like, I don't know if it's Anthony Davis. I have no clue.
Yeah, who cares?
Thank you, Kyrie. Who cares? Because it's not important to actually do what you say. It's just important to say it.
So what the Celtics will do in the offseason here is they will go and sign Kyrie, or attempt to. He's going to make that final decision. And once they do, they will go out and court a trade for Anthony Davis, because that's what you do in the NBA. You start with the stars, and then you worry about making everybody fit with everybody else after the fact. You don't sit there and say, oh, we got to make this fit and we got to make that fit. You can't do that.
No, you can do
it position by position based on the skill they bring to the table, but you can't sit there and talk
about... But I would even say Chris Sale. We always use Chris Sale as a baseball analogy. Like, he sounds like Zdeno Chara. Same. All the guys, all the teams, there's no reason the Red Sox won it. I get it. As much much stuff that went on that year,
Cora
won it.
Too.
Cora's the same way.
What does Price sound like?
There's always an a-hole in the group.
Okay.
I think if David Price got away from, like, you know, I want to fight you, the media, you know, I think you would hear similar things from him, but he's just never comfortable talking to anybody. But I think that their leader is their manager. You know, you got players, but I think that's something the core kind of would speak of as well. All year last year, talking about one of their most valuable players was Brian Johnson. You know what I mean? And it was just like that role. Like, you need all these guys, 25, 30 players. And it doesn't matter if you're a rookie or not. He has talked about that, how the rookies are accepted. A guy like Chavis and what he's doing. Celtics? I don't think you'd ever get any of that.
No, and it's...
That might be lip service, but if they hear it publicly, they don't really mean it, obviously.
Yeah, but if you look at the NBA right now, you're seeing the teams that have those stars. It looks like Milwaukee's going to win this series. If you watched yesterday, Toronto struggled at home to win that game.
Let me ask you this.
Should have been an easy game.
We have this discussion all the time, right, when it comes to Kyrie Irving. Is Golden State better without Durant?
No, they're not.
Yeah, they're...
Sure about that?
Smoking Portland.
Yeah, they're not. They're a better team with Durant, because he's another great player. He may be the best player in the league, or second or third at worst player in the league. But guys are raising their game. And by the way...
But that's what I mean. Like, you have guys like Draymond Green.
It's been unbelievable in the series.
And guys with Durant take a step back.
I'm Kevin Durant.
And you don't get the best Draymond Green with him. Maybe you don't get the best Steph Curry with Durant.
Best guy in that series has been Draymond Green. He's been unbelievable. Right. He's taken over these games. Yeah. And I know Curry...
Why don't you get that with Durant's on the court?
Curry's the great shooter, and he'll make all those big threes, and you look at it and say, oh, my God, you know, Curry is incredible. But Draymond Green at both ends of the floor... Sure. Is the reason that they're up 3-0 in the series right now. But when you look at the NHL, that's why you see so many of these upsets. And you look, we were all talking about San Jose last week. San Jose, a better team than St. Louis. Are they? Because the stars don't make that much of a difference anymore.
Yeah, I'm not so sure they are. Or ever were. You know, I mean, I think they, you know, another point or two on the season. So, but it is, it's, yeah, I understand. Like, when you get to the finals, you might sit there and say bench is important. Their bench is killing our bench, but it's still about the stars and the starters, right?
Yeah.
And you might get in that situation where your bench is so bad. But in hockey, It's not about the first and second line. The great teams, you're getting it from, that's what the Bruins are doing right now. Right. The great teams, you're getting it from the third and fourth players. Right. It's not the third and fourth lines. It's not like in the NBA, it's like the series is going to be decided because you're eighth, ninth, and tenth player. Once in a while, maybe, but in the NHL, you see that. It's about the entire roster, and because of that, I don't think the egos are there. Money, playing time, they realize it's everybody gets to play. Like, I might play 18 minutes, you might play 12, but I mean, I only play 45, 50 seconds, and I got to come off, and someone else has to do their job in order for us to win. In the NBA, it's, no, I'm going to play 42 in the playoff.
Yeah, third and fourth line for St. Louis has been very, very good. So, who the hell knows? I would we rather have St. Louis close this thing out tomorrow night?
So, they get, what,
they
six?
Six days off.
Yeah.
You'd rather have that.
And I still don't, I still worry about Binnington. I know he's been good, but, I mean, he's still been good. But I, you know, that's a guy I think I want to go after in the Stanley Cup.
But he's not in the same level
as
Tuukka Rask is. So even with all of the layoff, he's still not on the on the same level. But I'm not sure that that Martin is either. When you look at either one of these guys, really, do you think that they're not in the same level? That's why the rest concerns me.
San Jose.
Jeez, it's funny. We were talking about the long layoff, the 11 or 12 days. And there were people that were questioning why the hell we're making this up and talking about this long layoff. And suddenly, all weekend long, I'm hearing the hockey guys, because we don't necessarily call ourselves hockey guys.
Yeah, we're hockey guys.
But Joe Hags wrote a whole piece about it. I heard Dale Arnold
say
that the thing that scares him the most,
just like us, we're
is
not
the
guys.
11 days off.
Yeah, we're hockey.
Well,
guys.
That's because
get out of my
it's
studio.
The easiest and most obvious thing to kind of latch onto, isn't it? The fact that, Cassidy
real,
and Sweeney, those guys are talking about, talking to the Patriots, how do they handle it, bye week, 2 weeks off. What? So, yeah, it would be your week off before your first round.
Yeah, so their longer bye layoff week, would benefit. I think if they had played Thursday, game seven, now you're talking about they're going to get 3 days off.
Yeah.
And that's just a normal extra day, really. Extra day. I mean, sometimes there's 2 days off in between games, so they get like an extra day to regroup. You've had 12.
It is amazing, though, when you think about it. What are you going to do? Like, so right now, you're gonna try to replicate some sort of game tempo.
I don't know how you do
something.
That.
No, you can't. You can't overthink it.
And the Patriot thing doesn't work. I know Cassidy talked about it. That's what he wanted to do. He wanted to talk to Belichick. But let's face it, that's something you do every year. So going into it, you're going to have, if you make it to the Super Bowl, you're going to have 2 weeks off. And during the course of the season, when you have a bye week, you have 2 weeks off. You've been able
difference.
To test it out.
That's the difference.
These
guys
have never tested
NFL,
it out.
You play once a week. You know what that routine is. You get that bye. So you know what this routine is.
Right.
You've already done it. Every team does it during the season. This team, they have no clue.
Do you think it's better for them?
They're playing literally every other night.
I just think it's inevitable.
Yeah.
I just think no matter what you do, it's going to be a tough first period. And maybe a tough first game. But, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, okay, you think whatever you think intensity you better bring here tonight, you better double it. It's not good enough. And it might take an ugly first period. It might take an ugly first game. I don't think it's going to decide it, though. So I just think it's inevitable. You try to fight it as much quick as you can and try to get by that first inning and rely on Tuukka. And, hey, if game one's not your game, so be it. You got to come back. You got six more.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good thing if it goes seven.
It'll
because
be
they're going to be ramped up, whether it's San Jose or whether it's St. Louis. They're going to be ramped up for that game one. Let's go to the phone calls at 617-779-7937. Here's John up in Maine. Hello, John.
Hello, John up in Maine.
Hello, John.
Okay, goodbye, John. Blame it on the phone system.
No, that's good. He's probably trying to listen to the radio because he can't hear in his phone. Other than that, we'll work on the phone.
Do you think these guys, do you think it's better for them to stick together? Or, because I always wonder what it was, what the best, plan would be. Would be to, honestly, take these guys away for like a field trip. Like a two-night field trip, bonding trip, wherever, skating, up in the woods somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. Because it is such an odd deal that I just feel like they should continue that camaraderie somehow, or maybe just treat it like I don't know, but there's going to be something different because I can see Bill saying, okay, challenge him, bring in speakers.
He does different stuff.
Yeah, do something where just to kind of keep it fresh, I don't know, just maybe different. It's never been done before. You're going to have to think outside the box for this one. And I didn't think it was a big deal because I always liked the time off. Because you say, Lou, that, okay, listen, it's going to be a rough first period.
Yeah, it is, no matter what you do.
What if it's an awesome first period because they have so much energy, they've studied the hell out of this team, they know exactly what they need to do, and they've been hitting each other like crazy for 12 days. Now they finally get to tee off with somebody else. I would say, if anything, they're maybe a little bit out of control, but they're not off as far as like where they should be.
See, to me, as you watch
them,
it's going to
feel like the first game of the season.
As you watch them play through the playoffs, they were getting better each series. In that last game was the
Columbus
best.
Columbus specifically.
I thought that was the best game that they played. That final game. No, against Carolina. That final game they played. That was the best game they played.
Yeah, I would go to the Columbus series. Go to 3 and 4 when the first line finally woke up and they started playing better. Marchand hated the criticism, was pissed off.
It's more of kind of, you hope it's more of like a Milwaukee's Buck type of experience to where, if the first game doesn't go well because of a layoff, you can just sit there and say, we just didn't match the intensity. You know, and come back and play your game in game two, right? Like they did, and they swept the Celtics after that. As opposed to, say, Carolina, where because things don't go well in that first game, you start changing things up. You start doubting yourself. You start gripping the stick because game one didn't go well, rather than just sort of throwing it on the layoff. I just don't think you should overthink it. I think you go out there, I mean, you know, I don't think you, as a player you should expect to have a bad first period, but that might just be the reality. That might be it.
All right, let's go to Eddie. Eddie's in the car. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you?
What's good, up? Eddie.
Glenn, I want you to know that you motivated me to call in.
Good. Must have pissed you off.
And here's why. You know, both of these teams are in the same boat. Unless St. Louis or San Jose is playing Saturday night and wins a game 7 and then flies into Boston for a game 2 days later, they're both in the same boat. Both of these teams are in the same boat. And the one thing that the
both of them in the same boat.
They're not in the same boat.
How are they in the same boat? Let's just say it goes game 7 and somebody plays Thursday night and wins. How is that in the same boat? You get 3 days off or 4 days off, 3 days off before you play game 1 as opposed to 12. How is that even in the same ocean?
When you're opening up at home and you get that game 1 at home, the Garden is going to be alive. If they come out a little flat in the first period, so what? But you know what? St. Louis or San Jose can come out flat as well. And to assume that the Bruins are going to be flat because they've been sitting for a week, I'm sorry. If the other team sits for 4 or 5 days and the Bruins sit for 10 days, they're both in the same boat.
Big difference. I think 11 days is outrageous. It's something you never, ever see, Eddie. I don't understand how people are taking this lightly. I know they just want to, you know, support and be supportive of the Bruins. I'm not knocking the Bruins for this one. I'm knocking the league that they actually put a team in a position where you have that much time off. You know, maybe in the future they need to kind of dictate and look at that schedule to make sure you don't have it weighted that much where if you get sweeps. By the way, has anybody noticed that there have been 3 sweeps? The Bruins now have the 4th sweep that we've had so far in the playoffs. Does anybody know the outcome of the 3 teams that swept their opponent?
They lost.
All 3 of them lost.
Yeah, and you took care of 2 of them.
Right.
Gentlemen sweep.
Yeah. So that's all I'm saying is that it is a factor in all of this. I don't see how it cannot be a factor. Chris is in West Roxbury. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's going on? I just want to talk about the 11-day rest. I definitely think that's going to be good for Chara because he's eating 25, 30 minutes a night. So what you guys are saying about that hurting the team, kind of disagree with it. And I was also pretty confused by your comment where if it goes 7, then it hurts the Bruins. I just don't really think that makes any sense because they're all going to be getting bag skated all week. They'll be in pretty good shape.
Well, I would agree. I didn't agree with that either. If it goes, I mean, the thought would be if it goes deep, it benefits you, right? Because you're the one that's somewhat rested, not beat up after doing another grueling game 7.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was trying to get at.
Right. Well, I just think that, you know, there's enough people. I saw, was it Raycroft? I think he does stuff with Nessun. And he talked about how, you know, as a goalie, it can be tough for him because he's, you know, he's in a nice rhythm, seeing pucks through traffic and that can be difficult. So, I mean, you're going off what guys have played the game. say about the difficulties having that long of a layoff.
Why are people getting so sensitive about this
subject? They don't want it to be true. Because if it's true, that might mean that Bruins won't play well.
Oh, okay.
And they'll lose.
So, I mean, really, I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Rather than just admitting it could be difficult and sitting back and saying, okay, this could be difficult. It's like, no, it's not, because they're my team. And I root for the Bruins, and they're the Bruins. And they're ready. It's a wish.
Trust me.
And I get it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the reality is it's going to be difficult.
I've been playing and watching hockey since I was 4 years old, that Chuck.
Trust me. Cassidy and his coaching staff, they are concerned about this. They are trying to figure out, as you said, ways around it. How can they keep guys in – because it's all a time.
Because even that whole mundane, hey, we're practicing again, it feels like a preseason. So I think it could actually – you know, people looking at it as a bad thing – rest is never a bad thing, ever. It is never a bad thing. Legs, fresh legs.
It's a bad thing in the NHL. NHL is timing.
So bring Carolina up here for a goaltender.
The thing that right now is working for Tuukka Rask, and he talks about it. He is seeing everything. He's seeing everything because he's got the radar right now. He's in that zone.
You give
him 11 days off, and you can't tell me that is a good thing. I'm not buying it.
No, because I feel the same way in baseball. You know, like Sunday's your last game, and Friday you play after the All-Star break. You walk in there, and you're like, what the hell am I doing? You know, 5 days off when you're used to playing every single day, or, you know, you win that first round, and you're waiting to play the next round. Now, the NBA, I mean, MLB doesn't really make you wait more than 3 or 4 days, but there is still sort of like getting back in that box and being like, huh, this is a little bit different. I'm a little jumpier today than I was 5 days ago. I was a little calmer because I was in the flow of things. So it's different even in baseball.
I don't know about you guys. I wanted Tuukka to play the very next night. That zone that he's been in to this point, I don't want any time off. Listen, we've seen Tuukka, the good Tuukka, and we've seen the shaky Tuukka, the bad Tuukka, right? Okay? The good Tuukka was on such a roll. Why would anybody want to see him take the time off?
You know, what was the problems that they gave you in this series?
Not a whole lot.
Can I give you a stat that backs all of this? And it comes from Tom Karen over at Nesson, our buddy Tom Karen. TC's doing all my research for me today.
Good.
He worked today. What the hell is he doing? Helping us.
He loves baseball.
The last
not even close, buddy. Yeah, it's the baseball.
The last five Stanley Cup champions all played 7 game conference finals. Every one of them.
That's a stat that they'll put. Hey, listen, put it up on the board, Cassidy.
There is something in hockey that when you're in that groove, especially with goaltenders, that you're in it. And when you're out of it, you're out of it. Why is it that Tuukka is not beloved in this town? Because he has ebbs and flows. And when he's really good, he's unbelievable. He's been unbelievable here. He was unbelievable until he got to the Stanley Cup final in 2013. Correct?
Ebbs and flows.
Bruins fans, unbelievable right now. Hate you right now. And Tom Karen for that stat. Whatever, dude. It's not my
team.
Yeah,
don't retweet it.
That ain't the Bruins. I'm telling you. This team's different. I'm telling you, dude. It's Tuukka.
Maybe. That may be true. They may be that good that they can get around all of this. But if you don't think the 11-day layoff is an issue...
I'm rooting for St. Louis tomorrow night. How's that?
And I am too. I want it over. I want it over because I want them to have 6 days and maybe they'll be a little rusty as well. Yeah. All right, 617-779-7937. Another code coming up in our Milton's promotion.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, we have a plan how we're going to go through the week, balancing practice with days off. We are going to meet with the veteran guys that have been through it, see how that jives. We've talked about scrimmaging. Will we do it at night? Prepare like a game, bring them in the morning. We'll talk to some people outside the organization. I don't want to get too specific with that because then they get brought into it, see how they've handled it, at least the mental side of things. I mean, our practices, I don't know if they're completely relevant to how a baseball or football team would practice, obviously, but some of the mental side of that part, or basketball for that matter, and then gather information and go from there.
It's kind of interesting. Bruce Cassidy actually concerned about this. He should be. Is it something they don't do?
Yeah, does he honestly think that no one's going to figure out who you're going to talk to? Oh, I don't want to mention their names. I don't want to bring them into it. Let me think. Huh? Go right down. Yeah, in Foxborough. Yeah,
Steve Belichick.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
By the way, why did the Bruins fans were acting this weekend like they were green teamers? They're getting very offended by stuff. So this guy, what's his name? Bates Battaglia or something like that?
Bates Battaglia.
Okay,
yeah.
Used to play for the Hurricanes. He actually works for the Hurricanes in like some marketing capacity or something like that. And he's on Spitting Chicklets, the podcast, and he's ripping the crap out of Cassidy, a guy that he played for years ago in Washington.
Well, it's funny you bring that up just because right now, currently, Bruce Cassidy's having a lot of success with the Bruins. They're playing against your old club, and that isn't going well for Carolina. But I was told you weren't a huge fan of playing for Bruce in Washington when you did.
Oh, yeah. Piece of shit, tip to tail. never liked that guy. I don't know how he is still a coach. It boggles my mind. I honestly didn't even know he was still coaching. And I randomly saw a highlight, and I don't even know if it was when they were playing against the Canes. As you can tell, I don't follow a whole lot. I mean, I watch some, but I'm not a diehard. But I saw him on the screen. I couldn't believe it.
Okay, so. And he goes on and on and on. He goes on and on.
Somebody's harboring some hatred from years ago.
But I heard it the last 3 or 4 days, people are playing it over and over and over again, and we're playing it here because I'm sitting there going, who gives a rat's ass? Who gives a rat's ass? Maybe Cassidy in those days, and he did get fired 28 games into his second season. Maybe he did suck as a coach at that point.
What a surprise. First time as a coach?
Right.
First time as a head coach?
So maybe he did.
Wow, what a surprise. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Do you think we could find a few people in Cleveland who think that would say the same thing about Bill Belichick right now?
I would say just go through a long... Josh McDaniels?
Yes.
Right, Matt Patricia right now? Yeah. You never really know.
Right.
Flores, you never really know. Every first-year coach... Give me a break.
So
the dude in Arizona who got fired after 1 year, yes. I can't remember his name.
So jeez. What is his name?
I honestly do not remember his name. They had him for basically 10 weeks, and they fired him.
So what's the big deal? What are we getting all worked up
it's
about?
No big
this
deal.
Dude,
well, you know why? I mean, yeah. You know, but the stories were, he was miserable. I mean, there's a lot of, I don't think he's the only ex-player that played for him when he was there. It didn't go so well, right?
No, he got fired 28 games in
right.
the second season.
Right, didn't go so well.
It was awful.
Okay, he's better now.
There were people when they were going to hire him here, you know, were questioning what are they doing because this guy the first time around was a shaky coach. Well, you learn. I mean, this is a long time ago. When did he coach in Washington? 03? 04? Something
Steve
like that?
Steve Wilkes. That's what his
Steve
name
Wilkes,
is. Steve
good.
Wilkes. 3-13.
You don't remember guys.
You think the players on that?
One season.
I mean, you don't. I mean, you shouldn't be surprised.
No, you don't. Here's John in Maine next up here on OMF. Hi, John.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Hello.
Good, John.
Can you hear me this time?
Oh, we got you. Just keep talking, okay. Even though you don't think we're listening.
Okay, I think you're listening. All right, so the Celtics, you made a point about leadership. I think the difference with this team is that the egos are greater than the talent, opposed to a team like the Warriors, where the talent is greater than the egos. You have players like Curry and Andre Iguodala who can set their egos aside and allow players like Durant and Cousins to come in and they give up shots and they give up playing time to succeed and win championships. And when those players go down, they step up. And that's something that you didn't see from the Celtics at all this season.
Yeah, but they're also a veteran team that have already won rings. So they get it. They understand it. You know, first time around was a little difficult for them as well, but now they've figured it out. They're a solid veteran team. We talked here in the last few minutes about no Kevin Durant. Are they a better team without Kevin Durant? Well, they're still winning, but I don't think they're a better team when you take away the talent of a Kevin Durant. I mean, with Kevin Durant, they're probably unbeatable, and now they're somewhat not unbeatable.
They look just as dangerous to me.
They're pretty good. They're pretty good. But they have to work at everything. There's no margin for error with this team right now, and you could see it. Paul is in Westfield. Hi, Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
What's up, Paul?
Hey, this is a real short, quick story that explains the advantage lens. Sometimes I agree, Glenn. 8 days is inordinate, but there's an opposite side to that coin.
Call this part of the week story time.
Yep.
What?
Yep.
What'd you say?
Go ahead. That was Aqib Talib.
No, this is a funny true story about the first time I had a damaged rib. And when you know you have a damaged rib, you can't sneeze, cough. You have to basically sit still for 10 days. And it's a very...
Okay, that was fine. Wow, what a lucky... That was not us.
What is he talking about?
No
idea. His own personal injury, and he's talking about the layoff?
He did not tell me that when I screamed the call. I promise you that.
If we learned nothing this past weekend, we have learned one thing. When ex-athletes or athletes are talking about what they're dealing with, they're dealing with real sports. Then we have sports writers like Rob Bradford, okay, who in their mind might think they can go out there and perform along with athletes or ex-athletes.
Holy mackerel.
It doesn't happen. It's a dream world. It doesn't happen. You can talk all you want. You can pat yourself on the back. You can talk about how great you are against athletes or ex-athletes.
I don't care.
I don't care how fat Wiggy is. He's an ex-athlete. You can't do it. Sorry. Stop it.
Mark James just rolled in here during the break. Didn't realize how tall he was.
He's been in here a zillion times.
I know, but I'm sitting down. Maybe he just... No, I've seen him plenty of times. But
I can't wait for OMF's breakdown of last night's game.
There needs to be... Like, I'm not... Listen, I'm all for the challenges, but can we just get somebody other than Bradford?
What do you mean?
Because I think Mark James and Wiggy...
Stop
you know,
it.
Could be a decent.
Zero
I think we have,
shot.
You know, one-on-one challenge.
He's tall.
Zero.
Maybe he's got a really good zero. Outside shot.
11
yeah.
to nothing.
What?
Not 11 to 1, 11 to nothing.
I'll tell you this. My money's on Mark James.
Oh, stop it.
Bring Mark James in here.
You just want to embarrass everybody. Yes. You want to embarrass all these guys.
It is the thing. You're going to call
Mark
for
James.
The worst part was Bradford
Mark
actually
James
believed it. He actually thought he could.
I told you last Christian. Week. The guy is a he can't even run cross country. It's like he can't do that.
If you're going to call for this, then you need to do play-by-play and show up and be part of it.
I will do play-by-play for this one.
He'll tell the boss he's going to show up.
I will do play-by-play. I will do sideline reporting. I will do a halftime report. I will even do like a really cool segment that, you know, like a 30 for 30 by Mark James.
Cheese to my man, J.D. Martinez. Did we not learn enough this weekend? You don't go up against these guys. You don't. I'm sorry. Mark James or anybody else, you don't go up against Lou. You don't go up against Christian. You don't do this.
Look at the K card, huh? On the wall.
Oh, God.
This stuff is making a big deal.
Honey, says my name. I see Bradford telling card on the wall.
They made K cards for me. They think I got a shot.
He made the K cards.
You really think I have a shot at the title?
No shot.
So bad.
Did anybody believe that Bradfoe had a shot this weekend?
No, I told you.
Nobody
no.
has
the
a
only,
shot.
The only thing that
you
was
guys
possible.
Are, you guys are professional
Wiggy
athletes.
Didn't even, Wiggy didn't even, toy with him and just let him think. I would let him. I would keep Bradford in the game until he passed out.
They had to get sandals, too?
What are they? This Hold is, it up. Let me see it.
That's the prize you get.
Loser sandals?
Let's face it. Wiggy wasn't.
Is that some other company that Wiggy is associated
with? Probably. Wiggy wasn't.
I think Bradford beats him.
Wiggy was not in the greatest shape for any of this. It didn't make a difference.
No.
It didn't make a bit of
Telling
difference.
You, Mark James and Wiggy.
Stop
That's
it.
The battle
you just
I want to
embarrass
see.
Mark James.
I'm riding this.
Why, wait, hold on. Why do you think I would back Mark James if I wanted to embarrass
Trust
him?
Trust me, James.
You know
I don't back losers. Mark James is going to do 4 hours of sports talk radio tonight.
No,
he'll embarrass
money
himself.
Money is
he doesn't
on
need
James
your help.
Right now.
He doesn't need
I'm telling you,
help.
I'm telling
okay,
Wiggy.
Come up with some
I got 100
idiotic
bucks. That 100 bucks that he's got to pay Dale.
Stick to the
100 bucks that he's got to pay Dale. Hey, I got your money right here.
It's 1,000.
Yeah,
1,000. Yes.
Oh yeah, I'm not into that.
You're out of.
Here's Tony and Bridgewater. Hey, Tony.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, how you doing? Tony?
I want to talk just a little about the time off. Like, Lou, you remember this, too. 2007, the Rockies, they were like 21-1, okay, in the last 22 games. The Sox were battling Cleveland. They came back 3-1. You remember that? The Rockies
I do.
Had like 10 days off.
Yep.
Okay.
They got smoked.
They never recouped from there. But it doesn't necessarily mean the Blue Jackets, when they came in and played the Bruins, they were up 2-1, right?
Yep.
Okay, so, you know, you can make cases for it or against it, but I'll tell you what the Bruins have going for them. Glenn, you said that it's going to affect Rask, right?
Yes, go ahead.
He's here. He just doesn't want to talk to you.
honestly.
What's up, Glenn?
I mean,
it's okay.
Him and Dickerson are wrong 90% of the time.
I agree.
I think the Bruins fans can sit still and relax.
All right, thanks, Tony.
Okay, is that it?
I'm just saying, like.
So what's your point? What's your point, Tony? So you don't think rest is
the point? Is it the rest could affect him, and it might not.
No, Glenn, okay. I do agree with you as far as the goalie goes, but I'm not sure it makes a difference. I think the Bruins are head above shoulders about St. Louis and San Jose, to be honest with you. I think they're going to crush whoever
they
play.
Yeah, but I think the crazy thing about if you look at the playoffs this year, Tony, in the NHL, we could say that about a lot of teams. The teams that are surviving right now are the teams that weren't as good. If the Bruins had to go through Tampa Bay, would it have been a different situation? Every single step of the way.
You can make right for this one, you can make it for that one. It depends on the team, the mentality, but I really think that the Bruins are head and shoulders above these two teams.
Well, I don't know about head and shoulders, but I think they're better.
The goaltending.
They're going to be the favorite, but
the goaltending's another level. Neither one of these teams have seen a hot goalie like this guy.
Why the 11 days concern me.
Bennington's been good.
He's been real good.
.902 save percentage.
Yep.
Tuukka's got a .956. You know, and you can go through, I think he had Bennington was .920 the series before. I mean, Tuukka's just been another level.
And we've seen this with Tuukka, right?
Yeah.
And we've also seen the other Tuukka. Why do you think he's a lightning rod in this town? He doesn't say anything. It's not like Kyrie where he says stupid stuff. He doesn't say anything. He's never offensive with anything he says. If anything, he hardly speaks. So why is he a lightning rod? Because he loses it. There are times in which he's great. You see how good he can be. And then at other times, you sit there and say, God, he's not seeing anything out there. What the hell is he doing?
Yeah, .948 last series, too. Bennington was .922. But I'm just saying, this guy's throughout the postseason, we had some of the numbers. Like the goals against, I don't know what it is now in the first period. We know what it was before. It was like .960. That's probably .970 save percentage in the first period. Like, neither one of these teams has seen a goalie like this right now at the level he's playing at.
At the level he's playing at. But we've also seen him drop from this level. He doesn't do this consistently. This is not the player he is.
Well, yeah. Not many humans do.
No.
Thomas did.
So
his
numbers now are
better than Tim Thomas going into the Stanley Cup that year. He was unbelievable.
Correct. And at this time in 2013, at the end of the conference final, we were talking about him as the Conn Smythe winner. He did not win it that year. Okay, because he was not great in the Chicago series. So I'm looking at it and saying, he's going to have 11 days off? It's just not right. The NHL, and I'm not ripping him or ripping the Bruins. I'm ripping the NHL. Like, you can't have a team get 11 days off? This is crazy. Timing, everything is off. Chris is in New Hampshire. Next up here in EEI.
Yeah, hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
I just wanted to let you know, too, the other thing that I haven't heard you mention is what's happening mentality-wise from the other side. They're going to be going up against the best team in the NHL and the Bruins, and they're going to be playing against them. And they know that they've had all this time to get all the bumps and bruises and scratches and everything all repaired and all ready to go. Yeah, maybe it'll get in their head a little bit, but at the same time, they struggled through a 7-game series possibly here before they get in there, and they know they're going up against the team that just swept the team that they went into. I mean, that's a tough way to come into a new series here with them.
No, Chris, I agree, but when...
Did they not beat Winnipeg?
Hold on, when Columbus swept Tampa, and they had, a 9-day layoff, what did you think going into the Bruins? Did you think, ooh, that layoff might affect Columbus? In a negative way? Because a lot of people did.
Yeah, I didn't think it would.
But now that it's on it's your team that has the long layoff, we don't believe it could happen.
Well, I think there's one position that it could affect, and that would be Tuukka Rask.
Well, but everybody that's else the difference.
That's what I'm talking about here, Chris. For Chara, this is a good thing. He gets 11 days off. He looked like he was beaten up. Okay, he sat out that last game. Probably if it was a must game, he would have played. But he took a puck off the ankle 2 games before that. So it's good for him. 42 years of age. But you can't tell me that a guy that was in the zone, that Tuukka Rask was in, he was seeing everything, whether there was traffic in front of him or not. You can't tell me 11 days is a good thing. And as Lou pointed out, there are goaltenders that are being quoted saying, this is not a good thing. Why are we hiding?
I'm not trying to say it's a good thing for Tuukka Rask. I'm trying to say maybe we're overthinking.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. And when he's talking, all we're doing is focusing in on the Bruins. We're not looking at the other teams that have knocked off all of these other good teams, right? I mean, St. Louis knocked off Winnipeg. Did they not? right out of the gate. Was that the first round? I think the first round within their division.
Yes.
I mean.
And the whole thing is like the Bruins, this run that they've been on, the reason why they've been at such a high level has a lot to do with Tuukka Rask.
80%.
And I mean, I understand the depth, third, fourth line we're talking about. It. The first line blew up the other day. So I get it. They're playing well, you know, all around. But if there's no Tuukka Rask, do they beat Columbus?
No.
So we were just talking about Bobrovsky so much because they were down 2-1 and they couldn't figure the guy out, but they couldn't figure out Tuukka. And Carolina just pretty much said, we can't do this. I mean, we're not a good enough all-around hockey team to stay with them, and especially seeing the goalie so hot. So the reason why you are as dominant as you've been in the postseason is because of that guy.
Right.
Not necessarily the group as a whole, but that guy.
And 11 days is going to affect that guy. 617-779-7937. One more segment to go here.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go.
Last Call.
I'm not thrilled about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Show brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car, help a child today. Schedule your free pickup at 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or at carsforkids.com. We're just talking about this off the air. Where are these stories coming from that Peyton Manning, who turned down doing the broadcasting for, Monday Night Football, apparently has interest in becoming the personnel guy for the Jets?
Cut that meat!
Where's this coming
from?
Every
year, it's something else. Like, he wants to go in and take over that job, right? Because he wants that and needs that in his life.
But it's just so random. I mean, it's like Jordan with the Bullets back in the day, you know? And it's like Jeter with the Marlins. Now Peyton Manning wants to run the Jets?
And it's so funny. It's almost like they think that just because he was a great quarterback means that he's going to be good at evaluating talent. And then he wants that pain in the ass at this point in time in his life. I feel like every year, every organization, I heard Dunkin' Donuts wanted to hire him as their operator.
Spokesperson?
No, not spokesman. They want him to run Dunkin' Donuts. Well, he's a good quarterback, so he must be good at, he must know a lot about donuts.
What does he know about coffee?
Nothing. That's the point. He knows nothing about being a GM either. It's so silly.
And in New York today, they're talking about the possibility. What if they offered him $20 million? My answer to that is, why would they offer him $20 million? Based on what?
He's Peyton Manning.
He's just Peyton Manning. Elway.
Okay, if we can go into a time machine
John Elway.
We can go back about 15 years and you bring him on as your quarterback, I'm in.
Yeah, so we want you to be a player / GM. Can you think you can do that?
How does this make any sense?
No, it doesn't.
Can we talk about reality? This is reality, believe it or not. So Roberts, last year, they declared that Robert Smith was the wealthiest African-American, surpassing who?
Oprah.
Very good.
It's only one
Oprah
of them.
Winfrey. So he is the, at Morehead College, he is the speaker, graduation speaker. And in the middle of the speech, do we have it? Here.
On behalf of the 8 generations of my family who have been in this country, we're going to put a little fuel in your bus. Now, I've got the alumni over there, and this is a challenge to you, alumni. This is my class, 2019. And my family is making a grant to eliminate their student loans.
Man.
I know my class will make sure they pay this forward.
Yeah, not quite.
And I want my class to look at these alumnus, these beautiful Morehouse brothers, and let's make sure every class has the same opportunity going forward.
Great gesture. I'm not sure that the others are going to contribute.
How about that?
$40 million, $430 grants.
Well, I was just looking. He's got a house in New York City he paid $59 million for.
That's so 1,600 square feet.
It's worth like $4.5 billion, whatever it is. But the class of, say, like 2018, they're like, damn.
Well, what about the next? What about
2020? Who's speaking next year?
Yeah, well, what about that guy that speaks? Hey, the last guy paid all our debt. So don't bring some actor in here. Or don't bring J.J. Watt
here.
Oprah.
Just gotta bring
Oprah. Oprah gives away books. Yeah. A book for you.
That's not even fair to the next guy.
Good for him.
right.
That's a lot of
dough.
And
them. Wasn't it? Unbelievable.
Him and them.
All right, you want to spin the wheel and see who's
sure.
On tonight?
I think I already know who it is.
We already know who's here.
Is he doing it by himself?
Yes, I believe he is.
Really? Could he do me a favor tonight? Because I heard a little bit of him. I was driving around this weekend.
Mark James Ness in Boston.
And he ran down why the NBA draft lottery, which I thought was the dumbest take of last week, he said that it was absolutely fixed.
And he's a fixed guy, too?
Yeah, but all he did...
Kill me.
All he did is go through the years and tell me certain guys that... teams that got a pick when they needed a pick. And we could have done that in any order. I could have done that with any team in any one of those years. And you still could have come to the conclusion that it was fixed. So I would like him tonight, Mark C. James, to explain the process of what they do in this draft lottery and give me exactly how he believes the process is fixed.
And I am a betting
man. Forget about the outcome of what teams or what cities get what picks, right? Tell me how it's fixed.
I would like him to get into a deep, dark dive into why the NFL should adopt the same rules as the NBA with the lottery.
They should.
I'm on board with the lottery in the NFL.
You hated it, now you love it.
For like a minute.
You're You are so
I hate it for an hour.
Yeah. Well, we got a full show tomorrow, boys.
Yes,
4 hours, so we'll see you at 2 p.m. We're out of here.
It's over. We suck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.